103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, it's me. Hi. I am the one who's throwing myself under the bus today. And can I be honest? I don't even care if you call me the jerk. Call me the jerk, guys.
That's
how much I'm standing on business today. And that's why I needed some separation before we started this.
I will speak on it then. What's the word?
Maybe I'm feeling remorse. I'm not feeling remorseful about this at all. And I feel like I might have on a different day, but yesterday, screw it.
Not today.
I'm sticking to it is what I meant. All right.
Both.
So I'm at a store that I love. And I go to a lot. And I needed something specific. And you could make up in your mind.
Hey, Angelo!
Hey, Angelo, but I was only in West Dallas, not Brookfield. My bad.
So you were at a store.
So I'm at the West Dallas Target. Screw it. Screw it. I'm having the time of my life, you guys. I'm not going to lie. I love Target. And so as I had to go back by the electronics, and I knew exactly what I needed. It was in the travel section. It was a learning book for one of my kids. It was random.
Had to hit that random miscellaneous back corner by the books.
It's so weird.
Vinyls, CDs.
And then flashcards.
And flashcards. Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this? This is the weirdest mix of stuff, but I knew what I needed, and I needed some educational stuff for my kids.
So you hit that little nook.
So I hit that little nook of books, and then
bars.
And as I was like, oh, I need some tortillas, I'm gonna shoot over to the food section instead of just going straight out. So I had to walk past the electronics
naturally.
So what? And the toys. And I saw a woman standing there. Much like the kiosk people who go, excuse me, who's your cell phone provider? Or excuse me, who's your cable?
Mm-hmm.
We all know these people. They're just doing their job.
They're just doing their job.
And honestly, you don't see them much anymore. It's very rare that you do see them.
I see them all the time.
Okay, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm looking down and not paying attention.
Yesterday,
and I'm also kid-free yesterday, but my kids were in school.
So you were more attentive. You were looking around. You were more present.
I was aware.
Yeah,
yes.
More aware. There you go.
And I see her, and I'm like... And I'm like, here we go.
You made eye contact.
Nope, sure didn't. I look down, and I'm walking by her, and I'm as close to her as you are to me right now. What, 3 feet, maybe?
Tops.
Maybe. And she's like, hi, how are you today? And I didn't turn. I didn't smile. I didn't even give her the look. I walked past her. You would have thought I was deaf. I mean, that's how much I ignored her that close to me.
Stone. You
stone
just
cold.
Walked.
As if I didn't. And it was like, hi, how are you today?
You ain't even twitch.
Nope. Didn't look.
Didn't smile.
Didn't. A year ago, DZ, I would have been like, no, thank you, before they could have even finished.
Because you know they're trying to lead in. Yeah, they're trying to open the conversation.
I am so done. I'm not even saying no, thank you anymore, guys. I am, and that is the rude. It is so rude when someone's like, hi, how are you? Even though they're trying to sell you something.
Right.
To just be that close to them and act like you and just pretend like they don't exist. I mean. I walked past, I went, well, that's a jerk move, but I am so far done with these people that I don't care anymore. I'm done, and I'm standing on it. Like, don't even say hi to me, because I will act like you don't exist.
So you didn't even say no thank you at once. You didn't even say, hey, how are you? And then keep walking.
Nope.
You just straight ignored every single bit. Even the hello. You even ignored the hello.
All of it. Didn't turn around, didn't smile.
You couldn't tell me what she looks like, could you?
No, I could tell you what she was wearing.
No, but I'm saying, like, you ignored her so hard, you couldn't even tell me what she looked like.
I wouldn't know her face if I saw her, without a doubt.
Ooh.
So I said, wow, I'm not even saying no thank you anymore. Like, that's how my social interaction is going these days. Like, I'm like, nope.
Dang.
No thanks. So I thought, wow, a year ago, you would have at least acknowledged her.
Sure. Not now.
And then somebody else texted in. Oh, somebody texted in, Allie, big jerky face. I don't care. I'm done. Like, leave me alone. I didn't ask you to ask me if I need something. I'm there. I know exactly where I'm going. I will continue to shop at Target because I love that store, whether she's there or not.
Yeah.
But am I the jerk for stone cold ignoring a woman standing right in front of me going, hi, how are you today?
The reality is...
I look like a statue.
Medusa over here.
Only I was moving.
fast statue over here. But the reality is...
Yeah.
She was just doing the job. We've established that.
It's not her fault, but...
But if we are looking to switch providers, if we are looking to switch cable, the internet, phone, whatever these people are normally at, setting up at the table in the stores, right? We will seek that out.
Thank you.
That's where I want to go, not the jerk, because at no point in time are we in the era anymore where I got to sign up on pen and paper with you, dog.
You're right. Like, stop coming for us. We'll come for you.
The companies will cancel for each other for me now. Like, I could switch phone providers in, and my Verizon will hit up T-Mobile and be like, hey, we out. We got them now.
They will basically fight break. Me. They'll break up for you. Yeah, you don't have to do the breakup. Yeah.
So where they're at the kiosk at the table, sitting there talking, all that yada yada, trying to take me out of my day, I'm going to say not the jerk.
Okay, thank you. Because that's how I felt. Like, she was like interrupting on a, I was on a task.
Had you been busy? Mm-hmm. Had you been time restrained? Had you already been running late? No, I'm ignoring you, bro. Mm-hmm. I got to go. Sure. I got to go. Excuse me. Where I do say jerk is I know you didn't have kids. I know you weren't on the way anywhere.
Nope.
You was just kind of cooling.
I was there to get one specific thing, which I already got, and then I went towards the tortillas. I told you this. So I was in free mode at this point.
You were in no rush.
I was in free mode because I had like an hour before the kids even got out of school. And I don't even need to be there when they get out of school anymore.
You were in free play mode, just kind of trial a line, right? You could have given the at least the brevity of courtesy to say, hi, how are you? No, thank you. And kept going.
DZ, I used to say no, thank you. I used to acknowledge their presence. The fact that I won't even look, I don't care. Am I the jerk? You're saying?
At the least, you could have given the look, the smile, and the continuation. At the least. You ain't even have to say nothing. But the fact that you ain't even turn your head in her direction, I think I got to lean towards jerk,
Well,
fam.
You're not the only one. Somebody texted in, throw her a smile because she's still a human being and keep walking, jerk.
A little bit.
They're saying, that's what I'm saying. I knew you guys were going to say I'm being, you know, it's like another person. But I'm like, I can't. I just don't have the brain power.
You just
weren't having it. And quite honestly, can I be honest? Even though I know I'm going to tell her no thank you, and that could have been the one thing I could have said,
sure,
instead of just walking past her,
mm-hmm,
I feel like I got the message across, which was don't F with
don't touch me, don't look at me, don't talk to me.
I'm not interested. Like, you know?
Can I tell you what I do before we make your fate evident?
Please.
Can I tell you what I do? Because when this happens to me, it happens often. I go around. I avoid. I will cut through.
Stop it,
I will cut through the baby formula aisle. I will go around the kids' clothes, and I will come back on the other side somewhere in the Legos, because I am not going to walk through the same aisle and have you go, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Because I want to ignore you too.
I hope the people chase you down now that they know this about you, and they think, oh, he's going around F7. Make it around the aisle.
I make eye contact while I'm going through F7, so I know. No. You know what I'm doing. I know what you're doing. We know what we're doing. We on the same page when I walk around.
Next thing you know, DZ's in the pet section because he went all the way around the electronics.
You've seen me at Target.
All right, am I the jerk for completely not even acknowledging the lady who tried to stop me? You know, somebody said, what lady? These are the people at malls, at Target, at wherever. I was at Target. She was by the electronics, clearly selling phones or some kind of service.
Trying to get you to switch providers.
And I just completely didn't even, I normally would say no thank you. I walked right past her stone cold. That's the question today. I said, I've given up at even acknowledging them.
A little bogus.
Fine. That's fine. The phones are lit up. The texts are going crazy. Do I even need to give the number?
414-533-1037. Let's decide if Allie's the jerk.
Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Somebody texted in and said, I was at Pick and Save yesterday and I did the walk around twice.
Twice?
They did your vibe, DZ. They walked around the lady trying to get their attention and ignored her.
I'd rather do that than just straight stone cold ignore them like you.
You guys, I was 3 feet from her maybe when she said, hi, how are you today? And I just acted like I couldn't hear a thing.
She could have needed CPR and Allie wouldn't have known because you ain't look.
I no longer say no thank you when they try to approach me to sell me stuff. I'm just, that's where I'm at, people. Am I the jerk? Chase is in Racine. He's 13, DZ.
Chase, what's the case?
Don't Paw Patrol him like
what?
That.
Oh. You caught the Paw Patrol reference, Chase?
Where's Rubble? He's on the double. Chase, good morning. Am I the jerk for walking past her without even acknowledging her?
What do you think?
Well, I think you're like in the middle because you could have at least said no. But some, like, they don't stop asking you when you say no thank you. But Jeez. You can at least say no thank you.
You can stand on business because you just said jerk off the air, and now you're going to go, in the middle.
But he's leaning towards the jerk side of the middle because you could have at least said no thank you. What he's saying is
he's afraid to come at mom.
They're going to keep talking your ear off, and he doesn't want to come at me. Yeah, another mama bear, exactly. But they're going to keep talking your ear off.
Yeah.
They're going to go, hey, how's it going? You ignore them. Well, how's it going? Hey, who's your provider? What's going on? And then they're going to keep talking as you're trailing away.
Mm-hmm.
So what Chase is saying is you could have at least just said, hey, no thanks. Push.
Chase, I used to say no thank you. And guess what? It never stopped.
Exactly.
It doesn't stop. The boundary didn't work, Chase. So I came with the Stone Cold Alley in Target. I'm busy.
Too busy.
In fact, you see the Starbucks in my hand? That's how busy I am.
No time. No day. But
He's
Chase.
Like, Starbucks.
Starbucks, what?
Yeah. All right, Chase, thank you for calling and saying, I think you said,
all right,
I'm
thank you.
Pretty much the jerk.
He said jerk. Oh, jerk. Yeah. Definitely right. said jerk. Bye. Have a good day at school, young.
Bye. All right, Katie Ann's in Lake Geneva. We'll go to her.
Good morning.
Hi, Katie Ann.
Morning.
I'm trying to
How
keep
are
up.
You guys?
Well, I'm trying to keep up with the texts, but there's a lot of them.
Oh, they're rolling in. I'm seeing them. Ding, ding, ding.
They're making me laugh. Katie Ann, am I the jerk for just completely ignoring the girl trying to approach me and sell me something? We're at any store in America, really. It doesn't matter where I was, because I used to say no thank you or smile. I gave her nothing.
Gave her the Medusa.
Done. We're done.
I would have to say not the jerk.
Yes.
Okay. Why,
though? And the only reason why I'm saying that is because it does get very tiring. And I know they're doing their job, DZ. Yes, they are.
But
it gets tiring some when you go to a store and then you can go to another store and then you have the same people or same type of people doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
It does get very, very annoying. And you got to think of the cost of living. Sometimes people don't. Like, I ignore them because I don't want to deal with the money that I have to spend. And they're like, oh, the savings. I don't. You're not going to sell me.
Let me ask you a question. How come we don't do the walk around with the free samples then, huh? Because they're trying to sell us something too.
Yeah, but they're free and they actually give us something for nothing. And we are not afraid to say, thank you for the food. Bye.
What if the person was just had a $5 bill in their hand and you ignored them stone cold?
No,
and they
I
were
wouldn't.
Just handing
I would,
out fives?
I would take it and keep walking.
Yeah.
Just like I would take the sample. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye. And no, I'm not buying the tortillas.
Sort of. I'm with Allie on that one. I'd probably take it and go, but I mean, there are certain things like you can be kind to people, but I mean, you're selling me, if you're going to sell me a phone or sell me a tea, like, I'm good. Like,
I'm good.
It isn't something that I am needing. Like, I have a cell phone carrier. I have
or
a tea.
Seeking.
Like,
Katie Ann, I'm convinced Chase only said jerk because he's 13 and hasn't dealt with this every time he goes out in his life. When he's an adult and goes through this, he will change his side.
Ooh, Chase, just wait till you're 14.
And then Chase will really be on the case. That'll be his thing.
On the double, looking.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Katie Ann says not the jerk, bro. Standing right. on business.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. Somebody texted in. Good morning. Shakita from Milwaukee. I'm going not the jerk today. I've been in that situation before. And even saying no, they will still continue to try to sell you the service.
Yep.
She's not wrong.
Yep. They keep trying to sell. Always be closing. That's the seller's mentality. You just thank you, no thank you. Keep walking, then ignore.
And then she says at the end, she does exactly what you do, where she goes all the way around to completely avoid them.
They're hounding. I ain't gonna lie. That's why I started doing the walk around, because they don't let up. And I respect the hustle, but they don't let up.
Well, here's a jerk for ya. Somebody said, jerk, ignoring people is extremely rude. I always tell them I already have whatever the service is. So now you're a liar. I'm rude and you're a liar. So whatever. Screw you. Screw you.
That's what Aaron does. I forgot about that.
Mean,
it doesn't,
but
it doesn't matter.
Call me out and say, I'm rude. You're lying.
They start spinning and now they go, hey, I bet you I can lower your rate. No, you can't. No,
give
you can't.
Me
Lies.
A break.
I'm rude, but you're a liar.
And then Alexa in Milwaukee said, definitely not the jerk. You say no thank you and they keep talking like, no, I'm not here for that. Amanda's in Racine because we're split down the middle now. Amanda, you're the tiebreaker today.
You guys got me laughing, by the way.
Why? Because I don't want to acknowledge the girl trying to sell me or the guy trying to sell me something in the store that
or
stops
what?
Me.
Well, that's the whole conversation, really.
Oh, we own one.
I like that I am the tiebreaker, though. Hell yeah.
Amanda's like, oh, now I'm the powerful one, Allie.
Wow, these shoes feel good.
What is Allie's fate today.
Rubs fingers maniacally.
Well, there's going to be a few. Trust me. If it's going to be anything like a normal day.
No, Amanda, what'd you say for real, man? Is she or is she not the jerk for ignoring the person she's trying to
say? Not the jerk. Oh. Not the jerk.
Of course she's going to hold you down.
No, you know why?
Why?
Because I went through this when I was 18. You know, young, naive little me going to Gurney Mills, and not once, three times, three different representatives for a skincare product came up to me, and I kept saying, no, I don't want the product, and then still made me buy it. I bought it three times, and the product sucked. It sucked.
They will punk you. I've been bullied into buying something before. I ain't going to lie.
And I think your skin looks great. You didn't need that stuff to begin with,
thank
Amanda.
You.
See?
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That part.
Thanks for saying I'm not the jerk. We love you, Amanda. Have a great day.
Love you guys, too. Bye.
Bye.
I want to bring up one text we got that says, jerk, say hi. You're a local celebrity. DZ, I'm actually really glad somebody texted this in because I feel like I am the most friendly. I like to talk to people, actually. Mm-hmm. I like it when you come up to me and say hi. Yeah. I want you to say hi. We want to meet the listeners. This is the only
always
time we get to meet them.
But we are regular people at the end of the day.
And yesterday, something happened that made me upset in my personal life that I'm not getting into. It's a personal problem in my family. It has nothing to do with me.
Sure.
And I was upset. And I was almost in tears on the phone. And somebody walked up to me and said, hey, Allie, I love the show. Oh, my God. And I was like, thank you. And then they kept going.
And talking.
And going. And going. Yeah. And I felt horrible.
Because in the moment, you were not present there.
And they go, can we get a picture? I took a picture. And
you did?
And I was like trying so hard to keep it together. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this is rare that happens. Like, I usually, 99.9% of the time, I'm happy. I want you to come say
always,
hi.
Always, always.
So just give me a break, okay? Yeah. If you now you're telling me I got to say hi to the woman who's just trying to sell me something?
She's getting paid to be here. She's all right if I ignore her. All right, for the one time.
I don't even ignore people when I'm having a bad day. So back off, okay?
I'll change my answer, bro, because you know what that means.
You felt bad for me. Did I just get you with the guilt?
No, it wasn't that. No. No.
But that was a true story.
What it was is you already had that experience. And knowing like where we have been in the mm-hmm. last few weeks, myself, things going on.
What?
I know you've got things going on. We've all got things going on, right?
A lot of stuff.
Knowing who we are as people, too, we're very people friendly.
Yes.
You already made good on that interaction. You really, really didn't want to say what's up to nobody in that moment when they came up to you and encroached in your personal space during a private time.
But they didn't even care. I was on the phone.
They didn't even know.
Or didn't care or didn't know. One or the other.
They didn't care.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's a make good on the interaction. You earned yourself and ignore someone else.
Oh, because I was nice to the one who actually
when
came up and
really
said hi when I just didn't have the strength or the energy to do it, but I faked it and I said,
you found the strength.
I found the strength.
So you lacked in strength for the next one, and mm-hmm. it just so happened to be such and such trying to get you to switch providers.
And I felt awful because the guy was saying nothing but nice things. He loves the show.
No, forget him.
But I don't want to. I told him I'd give him a shout out. Now I feel bad.
Nope, forget him.
He didn't know I was having a crisis.
All jokes, dog.
Yeah, all right. So I'm not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Standing on it. You know what? And I'll switch my answer too, dog.
Thank you. And we will say hi in public. But if we're on the phone, back off. Is that fair?
No, still come up. Just give me a second. I'll get off the phone quick.
And then I'll take a picture.
That's right.
That's fair. All right. Thank you, DZ. Whew. This was a long Am I the Jerk?
You sweating over there.
I am sweating. I am. I'm really hot.